authorize it for calendaring. I would move then, Mr. Chairman, to move out House Bill 249 with individual recommendations and authorize it for calendaring.
That motion's already made. What bill is this? 249, House Bill 249.
It is authorized for calendaring.
It is already authorized, you're saying authorized for calendaring.
Oh, I didn't understand that it was authorized for calendaring. I understood that that hadn't happened.
It has not been calendared. It is authorized.
Okay. My misunderstanding, Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my motion. And encourage the chair to calendar the bill.
What is the bill?
It's the electrical examiner's bill. There are many people in my district who are losing their way of life because they can't get their silly license. Because the tests aren't being offered.
So it's a real snafu. It's a silly license for a way of life.
That's right. You can change the title.
Is there any more business coming for the committee?
You did.
That doesn't need all the hearings.
Oh, both these do?
Yeah, they all have the same.
This one, I don't. I got a request to waive it, so someone must have carried it.
We have to get somebody to testify.
Which one?
The task force.
HCR 20.
Senator Lehman was here, I thought he was.
Well, we can bring HCR 20 up before us for consideration.
And,
Maybe someone has to carry it if they ask me one.
That's a good resolution.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that can testify.
What does it say?
You sit at the table there.
It says, whereas, that says, be it therefore resolved, be it further resolved. Then it goes on to say, copies of this resolution shall be sent to.
What about the part after the whereas, is it the be it further resolved part?
You're looking for substance, not the form.
Ah, I see.
I was just testifying as the form.
Well, I guess we're having a brief day, so we're waiting for you. State your name for the record and tell us about HCR 20.
I'm Warren Lehman. Part of the area reside in Anchorage. I represent West Anchorage and the Almendorf Air Force Base.
You can catch your breath first if you want.
Right upstairs. HCR 20 establishes a task force for looking at the needs for military schools throughout Alaska. There's quite a challenge that we've had for some time, and it's been identified. The Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, has agreed to provide funding to upgrade schools, although it's been slow in releasing funds. We have a problem where federal DOE has responsibility for getting the schools up to code, so the local school districts will take them over, and the Department of Defense owns the land, so you have all sorts of government bureaucracy working on this, and it's just taking a long time. So that's why the establishment of the task force, and I think it will be good for working on this in the interim, and I recommend this passage.
Senator, last question.
When you're talking about military schools, are you talking about male-only military schools?
Male.
This is the schools.
Oh, schools. Schools within the state of Alaska.
Yes. For only persons of the male persuasion?
Oh, no. These are schools like Mount Spur Elementary School, Aurora.
Okay.
These are public schools of the public school system of the state of Alaska. They are operated by the local school districts. Their children are all types.
I was misunderstanding you.
Any further questions for Senator Lehman?
You were thinking like West Point Lehman?
Yeah.
Motion to be in order, HCR 20.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move out HCR 20 with individual recommendations.
Any objection? No objection, so moved. Senator Lehman, you want to tell us about House Bill 225, notice of appropriation?
Chair, I'd move that HCR 20, first of all, be authorized for calendaring at the discretion of the chair.
Any objection? No objections. So moved.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that HB 225 be authorized for calendaring at the discretion of the chair.
Any objections?